They were members of the Cleveland Women's City Club, and a lot of these women, some were professional women, others were homemakers, and they endeavored to do things that would help support the city of Cleveland and promote it. And their intention really was initially to find out about water pollution, because in the early 1970s and 60s, of course, of the last great river burning in 1969, they were doing their own study of the pollution on the river. And a couple of the ladies said, you know, there's no place down here for people to really come and get close to the edge of the river to see it as a working navigational channel today. It's a parade of ships going up and down. And also, this is where the city began, and there's nothing here to represent that. And they talked it over, and they thought they would make this a bicentennial project and a gift to the city by creating these parks. And they went around raising funds from various sources to be able to establish this first free public access park along the edge of the river.